Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week, BSU football team Justin Lee, wide receiver for the Beavers, lost last week to Wayne State 20-17. Congratulations on the honor.
Oh, thank you very much. But it's bittersweet, you know, with the loss. So I'm going to look to get better this week.
It's 2 weeks in a row I've had to interview the Beaver Pride Athlete of the Week, whether they're not very happy about the previous game. I don't know a way to sugarcoat this. The offense has turned the ball over way too much the last 2 weeks. Football's a funny game. You think too much, and then it happens more. It's a kind of a fine line you guys need to walk here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, you know, part of it's, you know, being aggressive and wanting to make the most out of, you know, situations that aren't that good. But, you know, whenever you push plays too far in certain situations, you can come back to bite you. So, you know, we're just going to keep playing football the way we know how and, you know, keeping in mind that we need to be conscious of protecting the ball, I think, you know, we'll start rolling.
You guys went almost exclusively no huddle in the second half. It certainly seemed to work. What was different about the tempo there where all of a sudden it started clicking?
Oh, well, you know, I think both sides of the ball started getting tired. You know, I was, you know, getting pretty tired at certain points of the drive, and but we could definitely see a difference in their defense. You know, they weren't able to change out personnel as much, and they were getting a little winded there, so I think we were able to, you know, make the most of that and spread the defense out and just, you know, get people out of the box, give Lance a little more time to throw the ball, and they were playing a pretty soft cover three, so we were able to exploit the openings in their zone.
You've played in an awful lot of Shrine games in your time here. Guys have had a very good record in Shrine games since you've been here. What is it that's special to you guys as players about the week?
Oh, it's just a reminder that, you know, nothing in this game is entitled. You have to earn everything. And, you know, seeing Kyler, you know, somebody who lost his lower leg in an accident and just isn't able to do the things that we take for granted every day is, you know, it's a good reminder. And it's it certainly brings back into check for me, especially I've had some leg injuries, that, you know, how lucky we are and what an honor it is to play football at this level.
Puts the game into perspective. This week, though, you guys know you're going to have to score some points because Sioux Falls score some points, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they do. We're going to have our work cut out for us this week. You know, it's a tough road game. We've never been to this this school before, but we're all looking forward to the opportunity. It's, you know, at the end of the day, it's still football and it's still fun to, you know, go on road trips and do the stuff.
Two losses isn't quite the quote-unquote end of the season for you guys. Three maybe is. How do you just go at it 1 week at a time and not try to worry about the whole picture yet?
Three losses is, you know, it isn't the complete end of the world, but in this league, you know, if you're looking at any kind of postseason playing time, you know, that's not a number you want to see at the end of your record, so we're going to do everything we can to make sure that we even it back up this week.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
For more information on the Beaver football team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.